USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says about half of U.S. troops and military equipment in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. Close to 3,000 U.S. service members will leave the country by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Democrat Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin said on Tuesday he had a constructive meeting with the group of civil rights leaders, but that he's unmoved in his opposition to a sweeping bill to overhaul federal election. Manchin meeting with NAACP president and other black leaders.
Very, very good meeting. Very productive and very informative. And I'm very honored that we all got the chance to speak, to listen to each other. And that's really what it was about, to learn, listen. I think everybody pretty much knows the importance of what we're doing. I'm very much concerned about our democracy, protecting people's voting rights.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Add Texas to the list of states that is banning vaccine passports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that the law prohibits any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information, adding that his state is 100% open without any restrictions. Private businesses that try to require proof of vaccination from their customers will not be allowed to contract with the state and could lose any licenses or permits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new Labor Department survey found that there were 9.3 million job vacancies in April. That's 1.1 million more than were reported back in March. That on the heels of a lackluster jobs report that came out last Friday, which showed only 559,000 jobs were added in May. Over 650,000 were expected by the economists. This as the U.S. economy is starting to open up again, and many employers saying they are having a hard time filling positions. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New information regarding the coronavirus pandemic origins. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Kuei, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. A paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double zig.
The double zig would give investigators another ability to see if the virus was made in a lab or created naturally.
Chick-fil-A sauce is reportedly the reason for a Kansas grocery store worker being attacked. Reports say James Hirsch got into an altercation with a Wichita Dillon's worker because the store had the sauce available. There's a shortage of the sauce at the fast food chain because of pandemic-related issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.